We are talking with Keith Urban. His new album is Golden Road. We're going to play some cuts off of it and talk about some of the songs on there. How did you end up coming to America?
Well, luckily, the pilot knew where to go. I don't know. You know, my dad, my dad's record collection when I was growing up was all American country. Every single Don Williams record ever recorded. He was a huge Don fan. Charlie Pride, Glen Campbell, all the good stuff, Ronnie Millsap. So, you know, when I was very, very young, I used to turn the records over and see recorded Nashville, Tennessee. And I said to Dad, well, that's where you got to go.
Well, you started playing guitar when you were like six, right?
Six, yeah. Yep, 10 years ago.
Right. What did you think when People Magazine named you in their Sexiest Man Alive issue?
Well, you know, the Crocodile Hunter was in that issue, too, so let's keep it in perspective.
Any tips for us not-so-sexy guys?
Oh, God. You have to ask Russell Crowe. I don't know.
And do you ever notice why you lose your accent when you sing?
Oh,
why,
yeah.
Why is that? Because the Beatles, you know, they didn't sound British at all when they sang.
No, no. I don't know. Yeah, here's a song called Can't Buy Me Love.
I mean, do other people in Australia, Australian singers, do they lose their accent over there when they sing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it's just there's so much American musical influence on so many people, the Beatles included, you know, or the Stones or anybody, that it's not... just not an uncommon thing to open your mouth and have that come out. Having said that, there are some Australian singers who keep their accent when they sing, and to me, it's very unusual.
It seems like it would be tough to do.
It's hard to listen to as well, and I don't mean to sound disrespectful towards Aussies because I'm not, but it's not pleasing to the ear.
Of course, they always say you got your whole life to get your first album together and 6 months for the second, and your new album is called Golden Road. The record company moved the release date up about a month.
Yes, it did.
To October 8th.
Yeah.
But you say it's more of a state of mind than a place.
Golden Road is, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, a lot of people ask me where the title came from. And I think for me, the Golden Road really symbolizes when you're on the right track in life. And I've gotten off that track many, many times and sort of wandered off into the abyss and... found my way back, and I think this record, I think I've completely found my way back, and I'd like to try and stay on it this time.
Now, the first single, Somebody Like You, a shorter version for radio, but the CD is about a couple of minutes longer.
Yeah, it's 5.5 minutes.
Is that your special, the Keith special version?
Yes, it's completely self-indulgent album version, I think they called it at Capitol.
Somebody Like You, tell us about that song.
First song I wrote with a guy called John Shanks, and I actually wrote it on this six-string banjo that I have, which I've used all over my last record and the Ranch record. But
so that's the ganjo.
The ganjo, yeah. Okay. It's just never been so predominantly used in any of my songs before, so people seem to be really talking about that instrument, but it's all over my old records. But I wrote it on that, and I didn't think too much about the lyrics when we were writing, just kind of stream of consciousness, write. And when it was all finished, you know, I kind of looked at it and went, well, that's a good place to be right there. I think it was more ideology when I wrote it. It's starting to come to fruition now more than when I wrote it, though.
How about we play it?
I'd love you to do that.
Here is Somebody Like You from Keith Urban.